and gentlemen, and welcome to My Type Amazing Life. It's One Day Monday, and in today's post, I'm going to talk to you guys about the weirdest question I've ever been asked with Type 1, and how it actually turned out to be the most interesting question I've ever been asked with Type 1. So, this event happened at TAFE. It was after a really long concert, and I was like chilling with the band. We were just like, I was drinking coffee and they were eating their lunch. And I got talking to the bass player. I don't remember how the conversation started, but I got talking to the bass player and we were talking about why I drink almond milk in my coffee and why I drink soy milk. And I was saying to him, like, if my blood sugar is like on the low side, I'll drink soy coffee to like have the carbs in it to bring it up, and I won't inject for it. And then I was talking about, like, when I drink almond milk, it's got no carbs in it, so I like actually don't have to inject for it, like, despite what my reading is. And then he proceeds to ask me the weirdest question I was asked on record in my whole time being insulin dependent. He asked me, does insulin make the coffee taste different? And you know me, I don't tolerate bullshit when it comes to diabetes. Like, if someone asks me a weird question, I'm like straight away to educate. Like, I pretty much just like called him an idiot outright and said that like insulin does not affect the taste of anything. Insulin only affects your blood glucose levels. And so we were laughing for ages about it. I told him outright that that was the stupidest question I'd ever been asked with diabetes. And so we joked about that for months. We were joking about it like for the whole term, and just every time it was going to come up in conversation, it did. Whenever I was talking to this person, it would just somehow tangent back, and I was like, do you remember when you asked me the question about the coffee and how insulin makes it taste different? And yeah, the laughter and the jokes would just start up again. And then there was one day when I was eating a salad, and I don't remember exactly what happened, but he then proceeded to ask me, this was like nearly when we graduated, he then proceeded to say to me, he gave me the lecture about, you know, eating vegetables, eating green vegetables is going to help with your type 1. And like, you know, you can get rid of it by eating green vegetables. And I pretty much pulled him up again. I was like, mate, you're getting yourself further and further down the rabbit hole. Like, you've got to do some research before you start talking to me about that sort of stuff. Because like, my blood sugar was high at that point, so I was just like a bit irritable, and I was like, you need to just lay off the cinnamon rolls and spinach leaves and stop telling me that there's a cure, because type 1, there is no cure for it. I wish there was. I wish I could eat green vegetables and have it go away. I wish I could like rub cinnamon rolls on my tummy and, you know, never need to take an injection again. Don't get me wrong, I wish I could do that, but I can't. So you're digging your hole further, mate. Let's change the subject. And then he goes on, you know that question that I asked you about the insulin a couple of months back? And I said, I remember that all too well. And then he was like, well, I think I can redeem myself from it. And I said, okay, let's do this. I'm gonna give you a chance to redeem yourself, because you're a really good friend of mine, and I remixed your song, and it sounded amazing. I mean, the original sounded amazing too, and so did the remix, and blah, blah, blah. So he then proceeded to say to me, because you've been on insulin for such a long time, would you remember, like, what food used to taste like? And did you notice, like, a change? Because I live on the side of the beach, and food tastes so much saltier because I'm at the water's edge all the time. And I thought about it for a good hard second, and I was like, well, that's actually really interesting, because like, I'm trying so much new, different food now that I didn't eat, like, before I became insulin dependent. So I don't really know what that food tasted like originally. So I actually said to him, I was like, that is really amazing redemption, what you just said right there. And that gives me really something to think about, because insulin is a chemical. Insulin is constantly in my bloodstream. If it were not in my bloodstream, I would be on a ventilator right now, not being able to talk to you guys. And yeah, insulin could potentially affect the taste of things, because, you know, it's all through my body, and insulin alters blood glucose levels. So why isn't it altering other things in my body which could potentially alter the taste of food? So that was like a really interesting thought path, like, to go down and really think hard about. And we were talking about that, like, for ages. And I think that conversation, like, as friends, brought us way closer. Even though, like, this man is a lot older than me, that's totally fine. We can still be really close friends in music and in interesting conversations about insulin potentially altering tastes of foods. So yeah, and as for the green vegetables, they never got mentioned again after that conversation. So I hope you've enjoyed this post, and I will see you next time when I have more important or unimportant information to share. Thank you for listening.